Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to Knoxville's Assistant City Manager, Heather Usry, as she speaks about Monday's City Council meeting. Monday's City Council meeting. In that meeting, a very quick meeting, kind of rare for the Knoxville City Council, but a lot accomplished in that quick time as some, I guess, improvements, amenities, things are going to be starting to unravel here and get improvements to the city via a loan, close to $4 million. I guess, Heather, the question is what exactly was covered last night, and then what does that mean for the city of Knoxville moving forward?
We had a public hearing last night, and with that, the action from City Council was to authorize bond issuance, close to $4 million. And those projects include a library expansion that was authorized previously, and that project will begin in early spring. There's also $1.5 million in street improvements that will take place in 2018 and 2019. Youngs Park South for $1.7 million, and that is in correspondence with the Proposition A that was passed for tennis courts. The tennis courts will be starting in April, and the construction in Youngs Park South will then begin in late summer. That project includes shelter house and new restrooms, expansion in parking, and as well as the skate park. And then the airport also has $500,000 that is part of a $5 million FAA grant that will expand the runway and hangars.
Now, go back all the way to September with the passing of Proposition A, the tennis courts by a school district, and now we got through the city elections, and now we're moving on with more improvements, more amenities to the city of Knoxville. It looks like the city of Knoxville's, in a way, thriving, and the trajectory is in a very positive direction. What's it mean to be able for the city to add all these improvements, especially the runway and the Youngs Park, to keep this trajectory and positivity in Knoxville moving forward?
Yeah, it's really exciting to see this be passed last night. There will be a lot of construction moving forward in the future. Hasn't been in the past several years improvements made to the parks as well as much needed to the airport. So it's an exciting time to be able to see those improvements happen.
Now, also yesterday in the meeting, you covered two plats of surveys for Knoxville Estates, and then you took us through some certifications, urban renewal and the TIF certifications. You could cover exactly what all of those are.
The two plats of survey was for in Knoxville Estates, and since they are in the 2 miles jurisdiction, the City Council has to take action in dividing those. And for the urban renewal report, that is an annual report that is submitted to the state that gives an update on our TIF debt, our outstanding TIF debt for the past fiscal year. And the TIF certification is a report that is submitted to the county whenever there is new TIF debt to be issued. And so that was part of a $72,000 that was issued in 2015 for 3M's industrial expansion.
When it comes to moving forward with the City Council meetings, is there anything upcoming that Knoxville City Council or really the Knoxville residents should be waiting for or paying attention to?
Yeah, in December, City Manager Aaron Adams will begin giving presentations for upcoming budget. So I believe December 4th will be a very high-level presentation, as in early January is when we start to dive in deep into budget.
Now, I wanted to get your intake on, we just said, like we said, we had the city elections, two council members, Megan Sir and Dylan Morris, reelected after being appointed. What's it mean for the city to have those two reelected and back on the council and moving forward?
Yeah, it was great to see the elections. I think there was a good turnout, and we're excited to move forward as a council as a whole, and as well to have the mayor reelected.
That was today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks to Knoxville Assistant City Manager Heather Usry for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at knikrls.com.